Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On the Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show, Grassroots, here tonight on The Rock Station. 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp joining you. And from Shady Lady Productions, Utah Burgess. Utah, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm fantastic.
That's good.
We survived our little collaboration last week, live in the studio. That's always an adventure.
That's
it's
awesome.
Always an adventure when we record, let alone daring to do it live. So
I just show up and pop a cold one and watch you do your magic.
We appreciate everybody who listened in, checked in, and visited with us and enjoyed just sharing an hour of music. That's why we do it. We just give a little thanks for the musicians, you the listeners, and for the radio station to allow us to have a little bit of fun on Sunday nights.
Yeah, it's always fun. Look forward to it.
Thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio as well, being our first segment sponsor, as they have been. And, of course, Jim Harpell, who opened up his studio for the rehearsals for the 40th anniversary get-together. And, of course, we play some music here on this station that is recorded at Meat Locker Recording Studio. So it's always fun to talk a little bit about that. And coming up here, we've got Christmas to deal with. We're going to be visiting tonight with some folks talking about fostering music. They literally help foster children with getting music help, instruments in their hands and lessons. It's a really neat story, and we're going to talk about an event they have coming up in January. And, of course, speaking of Christmas and events, Shady Lady going to be throwing a party at a kind of a thank you celebration.
Yeah, we do this every year. We have to move locations this year. We're doing something a little bit different. We're going to be at Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia down there, that nice little listening room on Route 8. And December 24th, between noon and 4, noon and 5, you're invited to stop on in and say hello and get some musicians gathered together. We'll have an open stage there, be some snacks, some beverages, BYOB, just a chance for everybody to get together and for the madness of Christmas and just do a little... sharing your music, I guess.
Great way to, you know, I like the early number there because it's a great way to kind of kick off your Christmas Eve.
Yeah, yep. And it's just our way of saying thank you to everybody. I like to connect with everybody. It's one of my favorite events of the year, just seeing everybody come together like that and hang out and talk and jam and wish everybody, you know, a happy season.
It's an informal but structured atmosphere, and it's a really cool event. I mean, I've been to them in the past as well, and it's just a nice night where everybody just gets to get up and have a little bit of a jam, kind of reminiscent of what happened on the 40th, although that was a more detailed, structured thing because you were specifically tailoring music for a certain reason. But this is just kind of an open opportunity for people to jam and have a good time.
That was structured chaos.
But it was pulled off very, very well, I must say.
So, just invite you to stop on out if you want to. If you're out and about on that day, but you know, noon to 4, noon to 5, somewhere in there. Kind of this concept was something that Keith used to do. Everybody called him Uncle Keith. He used to run Apollo Music Outlet out in Apollo. And he would do this on December 24th, just open his doors, and people would come in from all over, and he'd set some of the gear up and equipment up, and jams would just break out. And it was, and you know, since the store closed down, that hasn't happened. When Peter B's closed down, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And like, well, maybe kind of take that concept and put it in at Steamworks. And John Vento was nice enough to say, yep, go ahead and use the place. So
that's awesome. Well, it is a listening room, and it's there for that reason. So it's a great facility. It's right off Route 8, not too far from the Turnpike area down that way. So you can't miss it. It's a beautiful location. And if you're heading away from Butler, it's on the right. If you're heading out of Pittsburgh, it's on the left. There you go.
A little more centrally located, too, because usually, you know, I mean, you'd have people like Marty Zundell and them drive all the way, you know, up from clear the other side of Pittsburgh and Washington area. So a little bit more centralized for everybody.
And, hey, we're looking for your Christmas music. Get it to us, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com or 252 Pillow Street, Butler. Drop it off. Get us your music, whether it's a cover or your own original Christmas song, because we will be playing all Christmas on the December 22nd episode of The Grassroots Show. So looking forward to that. Hey, we're going to visit next year with Christy Stitt from Fostering Music. Talk about their program. But first, we're going to play you some tunes. And this was a band that actually appeared. They're a local band. You probably are going to recognize their name as soon as I say it. But they were on a Saturday morning. The CBS has an awesome 2 days of Saturday and Sunday. I love watching these shows because they always incorporate music to it. And it's just their Saturday morning show, and then they have a Sunday show that Jane Pauley does, for example. But there's always something great music-wise on their stories and live performances on Saturday. And how about this? The local band, The Common Heart, were there and played. They have just released a brand-new album. And, wow, these guys are really starting to break it open on the national scene. And I love their vibe, their sound. They've just got a full, I mean, what is there, seven people in this band or more?
Maybe more.
Yeah, it's incredible. But they got a great new album out. And here's actually one of the first cuts on it called Do Right from The Common Heart.
All right. And we received an acoustic version of a song we have featured in the past. From Wicked Earth, and it looks like they're set to release their fifth studio album. So that full collection will be available in 2020, but they sent us this acoustic version of Taking a Chance with McGee, and that's Wicked Earth. So.
And we do it here tonight, brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studio. It's The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, you know this segment is brought to you by Home of the Man Can, the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, a refreshingly good time location, drink specials, and more.
It's the home of Utah during the holidays.
And so, you know, how many of you out there are listening right now, swing on by the Rainbow, look up Utah, buy them a drink, and thank Shady Lady Productions for presenting local music every week right here on the Rock Station. How about that? Just got you a beer bought.
There you go. Thanks, Bob.
All right. We appreciate the Rainbow Inn and their support of the show. Going to visit now with Christy Stitt. She is from the Shalakta area, so we're going to go over and take a little drive to Armstrong County, our neighboring county, and talk about fostering music. This is a really cool new organization, relatively new nonprofit that, we'll let her explain what it is, but I love the connection because it's helping out young people and tying them to music, and it has an event that they are tied to coming up in January. So if you're looking for something to do when it's cold and miserable outside, always going to see live local music is warming to the soul. And let's welcome Christy Stitt, Fostering Music. Good evening, Christy. Welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
As I said, you're from the Shalakta area, and give us a little background of what Fostering Music, what's your mission, and why do we have an organization called Fostering Music?
So Fostering Music is a nonprofit. We started about a year ago, a little over a year ago. Our mission is to provide music lessons and instruments to kids who are either currently in or have been adopted out of the foster care system. So we got started, I started the organization just because I saw a need for music instruction for kids, especially that didn't have access to it. For some people, music is just, you know, a really important part of their lives. And for some kids, especially with music programs going away in school districts and the cost associated with private lessons, some kids just didn't have access to it. So we wanted to be able to provide access to those kids who we think could benefit the most from having music be a part of their lives.
That's very cool because obviously, young people that are in a foster system, I mean, it can be a challenging life because they're bouncing around. You know, I mean, some kids probably bounce around to multiple families. So giving them an opportunity to have an inspiration like music to go with them, I am sure that's, settling for their soul.
Right. Absolutely. And, these kids have been through a lot of trauma. Music can be very healing for them. One of our young people wanted to take piano lessons because he's been writing poetry about his experiences in the foster care system, and he wants to set it to music. So he wanted a keyboard and piano lessons to be able to do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Are you a music fan? Are you a musician? I mean, how was your connection? What made you think of connecting these kids to music like that?
I am not a musician at all, probably the only member of my family that isn't, but my son is a drummer, and I think it was really watching his passion for music and realizing the amount of time and money it takes to be able to allow a young person to really pursue music, that for him it was such a passion. It was really the only thing he was passionate about the whole way through high school. And being able to provide quality music instruction, he got lessons at Snail's Custom Drum Shop in Katanning. And, you can't say enough about their instructors there. They're just all fabulous. But, of course, it costs a little bit of money, and not everybody has that extra cash flow to be able to do that for their kids. So we think that it's just really important to make that available to the kids.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you've had a nice connection then, I would imagine, you've along the way as you've developed Fostering Music, you've obviously had to make connections and form collaborations, partnerships, and obviously Mike Smale at Smale's Custom Drum Shop, one of those connections to help out the cause?
Oh, absolutely. Like we've known Mike, he was our son's first drum instructor, and So I can either blame him for all the money I've spent on drumming and lessons and equipment over the years, or thank him for giving us such a great deal. I don't know which one yet, though. But Smale's just a great guy. He gives us, the organization, fantastic deals on any equipment we need for kids. He always gives us a heads up if he gets good quality used instruments in that we can get a good deal on. He really acts as a place where people can donate instruments to Fostering Music, and he himself gives lessons to one of our kids, and he donates his time to do that. Nice. He's just a fantastic person. He's been so helpful in us getting our feet on the ground and getting up and running.
That's where I bought my drum set. So if you've ever played the band jam, you've played a drum from Smales.
Oh, there you go.
He is a good guy. Those are very accurate words on Mike.
That's great. Do you find the kids that you're able to help, Christy, are they just from your area, Armstrong County, or is it kind of branched out from there?
So we have kids in Armstrong, Westmoreland, Washington, and Allegheny. Most of our kids are in Allegheny County. I think, and that's just because Allegheny has far more kids in foster care than the surrounding counties. But they, anybody that's reached out to us, we have tried to help. Now, we actually do have a waiting list of some kids who are waiting to get lessons, and as soon as I can work their lesson budget into what we can afford, we will get them up and running as well. But yeah, we do. We have helped about 20 kids so far in the year that we've been been going, and we have currently have 8 kids that take weekly lessons that we pay for.
Wow, that is awesome!
Yeah, that's really
in
impressive.
A short period of time like that, to say that kind of number is impressive, and covering multi counties. So, well, then Christy, that means the need to help out your cause has grown to the point where we need to get some people making some donations, and you have put together some fundraisers, and one that is coming up here in, well, just about a month in 2020 that we kind of teased a little bit is a second annual event where you have some musicians come together to help out the cause?
Absolutely, yeah. We have the Fostering Music January Jam. This is our second annual jam. The first one was really fun. Everybody that attended had a great time. This year is going to be at the Inn at Lenape Heights in Ford City. And they were very gracious in donating the space to us, which we couldn't be more grateful for.
That's awesome. And you're going to have multiple bands and acts, musicians going to be there. What time of the day does that begin Saturday, January 18th?
So we're targeting about 4 p.m. because we do have 6 to 7 bands lined up. So it's going to be a full afternoon, evening of music. It's just going to be a great time for anybody that likes to hear live local music.
So what would be the admission price for you to get into this?
It's $10, which seems like a pretty good price for 6-7 hours of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real good price. Yeah. Now, some of the kids you've helped, are they going to be performing?
Lenape Heights is going to have, there'll be a cash bar. They're going to have a buffet of great food available for purchase as well. So that whole $10 price goes directly to profits to foster music to pay for instruments and lessons for kids.
Do you do any side raffles, auctioning of items, or is it just the $10 admission that night?
We will have Chinese auction of donations. We get a lot of great donations to be auctioned off. We will have 50-50 and all that kind of stuff that people want to participate in some fun other activities that give us a little bit extra budget that is going to be available as well.
Okay. Now, you, Todd, asked whether or not there will be maybe some of the kids that you've been able to help so far. Will they get an opportunity to play, or anybody in a band that is going to be a part of it?
So we are going to extend the opportunity to any of the kids that are taking lessons or who have with Fostering Music if they want to play. We're also going to extend the option to some of our instructors, because we have some really great instructors in the area who are fabulous musicians in their own right, but they give lessons to our kids. And even if they don't want to play, they may be a guest MC for the day and just give us a little background on how the kids there are teaching or doing and the impact that Fostering Music's having and the donations to Fostering Music have in these kids' lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. January Jam, and it's Saturday, January 18th, 4 o'clock, the Inn at Lenape Heights, wherever you're listening to the sound of our voice right now. It's within driving distance, and it'll be a great, great day for you to stop by and visit. $10 admission for that. Do you have some other fundraisers that you do or have coming up?
They will all be listed on our Facebook page or our website. The website's really easy. It's just www.fosteringmusic.com. We have something coming up in the beginning of April at Mad Max Restaurant, where they are donating. It's a $35 charge for dinner, but they give every penny of that $35 back to Fostering Music.
Wow.
So that's gonna be a great event.
No doubt. Yeah, that's nice.
We're going to do a pirate game this summer. But all the information about all of our upcoming fundraisers will be either on our Facebook page or on the website.
And you said for the January Jam, too, you have some local groups coming in. I know you said Billy from Doppler Effect, either he's going to do an acoustic set, or if he can get the whole band there, pending availability, they're going to be there. Who else will be a part of it?
we have a local acoustic duo, Self Preservation, who are phenomenal. You can check those guys out on Facebook as well. And really excited the Bail Jumpers are coming back. They performed last year at the January Jam, and they were very excited to help us out again this year. And if you haven't heard the Bail Jumpers, definitely check them out. An awesome blues band. And we have a couple bands of young people that have taken lessons here locally at Snail's Drum Shop and formed a nice cover band, classic rock cover band. They're calling themselves Black Forest Ham. But it's a good group of young and talented musicians. They're definitely worth checking out.
Love it. I love that name.
That's awesome.
I've got to admit, it is my son is the drummer, and that it was his choice for the band name. So
I'm a little bit hungry now.
Yeah, I know. Well, you give him a pat in the back, Tom. That's one of the coolest names we've heard of late. So very, very cool.
I will tell. Thank you.
Yeah. Christy Stitt from Fostering Music. Christy, a salute to you and everybody involved with the organization. And your inspiration to make this happen, and it's just incredible that you've served as many as you have in literally a year's period of time. And we wish you the best of luck in the future. Hope a lot of people will come out, even if they can only drop by for a few minutes, to make a donation and see some of the bands on Saturday, January 18th at the Inn at Lenape Heights.
Yeah, we appreciate all the support we can get, and, there's links on the website, too, if you just want to, we have several monthly donors that make our ongoing weekly lessons possible. So, if you have a few extra bucks a month, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a really nice website, too. I do recommend everybody go check it out. It's very easy and full of information.
Yeah, you can make a donation right there. Yep. You can click on the donate spot. So if you find it in your heart this holiday season to help provide music lessons or an opportunity of playing some music for a young person, well, I encourage you again to go to fosteringmusic.com. Hey, Christy, we appreciate the visit. We're gonna pop on some Bail Jumpers and some Doppler Effect in your honor here tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. So, great group of guys.
All right. Well, have a wonderful holiday season, Christy, and best of luck in the future. Hopefully, we'll chat again down the road about more successful help from Fostering Music.
Oh, we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Let's do some party dress from the Bail Jumpers, and we'll follow that up with Billy and the Boys from Doppler Effect. How's that sound, you?
Sounds good. How about some crystal teardrops?
Oh, we'll do that. Here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Shout. sun begins to fall, raising shadows on the wall. If my glass ain't pain, isn't life such a shame? Well, the sun begins to fall. Wind blows soft and slow out of moonlit October night. Leaves fall with nowhere to go. It's like crystal.
Grassroots Show thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians. And that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via The Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on The Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7. This next segment is brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette. You know, recently we just had a meet the family promotion from Bros's Superette. The month before that, it was ham loaves handed out. And meet the family, M-E-A-T, because that's what Bros's Superette is all about. You walk in, you're going to find a lot of different things, but it primarily is surrounding the meat counter that you want to pay attention to. They're your old-fashioned butcher. You walk in, they've got the display case. They'll cut you up whatever you want, or they always have some great cuts. And make sure you like their Facebook page and get on their email list, because they send out the weekly specials every week. And they've got some fantastic deals all the time. If you love bacon, they've always got that on special. They've got a full line of smoked beef sticks. So as you're getting ready for the holidays, maybe you're entertaining, going to somebody's party, whatever it may be, you can get a great package of those. And of course, for your nightly meals, they've got everything. Steaks, deli meats, cheeses, homemade sides and salads, Butler's Best Hot Sausage, as we said, the ham loaf. Stop up and meet Bros's Superette. They're high on the hill, right on the price, right at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. One of our sponsors here tonight, joining the Rainbow Inn, Meat Locker Recording Studio, and the Clubhouse on the Hill here tonight. We're talking a little bit about the Pittsburgh Songwriters Showcase, and Amy's in charge of that and having a very special event coming up. Actually, believe it or not, a week from tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be live in the studio.
Yeah, we will.
With our annual Thanksgiving celebration.
Our annual train wreck show.
That's the one time we do it live in the studio on a Sunday night instead of pre-recording like we usually do. And Utah and I sit down and open up the phone lines, and whatever happens that night happens.
I've usually opened up a bunch of other things before I show up to that. That's part of the problem.
Well, it's a celebration weekend, but it's basically our opportunity to just sit down and, you know, thank you folks for listening and supporting the show, the sponsors, the listeners. We would not be 7 years old and beyond without everybody out there listening, because management would be saying, this show has no ratings, get out of our studio. So we're thankful to have the opportunity to be here every Sunday night with you.
That's always hovering right there, Bob.
Well, it is. It is. I mean, suspensions are hanging over our heads, and just, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So, but that'll be next week. And before you get to that, of course, Thanksgiving is Thursday, the night before. You know, they say that's the biggest celebration night of the year, which is always kind of entertaining to me. But it's because a lot of people are coming in for the holiday. A lot of reunions happen, get-togethers, and it's just a night to celebrate. And why not celebrate with a little local music? And this is happening at the Club Cafe. Amy is with us from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Showcase. And you've had these events at Club Cafe before, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had a couple at Club Cafe.
Yeah. So you kind of rotate these around to the different hot spots in the Pittsburgh area. And, boy, it's great to see, you know, I mean, the names that you've mentioned have jumped out at us, and it's great to see many of these locations still in operation, because we've watched a lot of them close up over the years.
Yeah, and all these rooms are really great to work with. I mean, Hambones and Moondogs in particular is really accommodating.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Ronnie loves to support the local musicians. We've had him on the show a number of times, and it's great that these facilities do just that, support these local musicians, because it's sometimes hard to find locations that will do that. So. But you're doing this on November 27th, Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, and it'll run for 3 hours?
3 hours, 6 to 9.
Okay. And you said before you usually charge $10. Is that the same process for this?
Yeah, this show is $10 in advance. If you want to take it in advance, it'll be $12 at the door.
Okay. How do they get the advance tickets?
You can just go to the Pittsburgh Songwriter Showcase Facebook page and send a message.
Okay. So pop on there, take a look at it, and send Amy a message, and she'll connect you up with those tickets.
Would that be the same way if somebody was interested in participating in a showcase? Contact you through the Facebook page?
Yeah, through the Facebook page is fine.
Okay. You're also doing something extra special because obviously Thanksgiving seems to kick off the holiday run, and you're doing something in addition to what's happening that night.
Yeah, we actually added it's a toy drive to collect toys from people who attend the event to donate to the children's program at the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh.
Okay. So anybody that's coming, if you just find it in your heart to bring a toy and drop it in?
Yeah, bigger, small. It doesn't have to be, you know, a big ticket item. Even, you know, a game or a doll would be great.
Yeah, yeah, and you'll make that donation in honor. Mm-hmm. Who's the lineup again? Give us a background of who you're going to have in attendance that night.
Playing on the 27th will be Adam Fitz, Alyssa Hankey, Artie Tedesco, Brian Genovese, L Count, which is an acoustic duo. It's the only duo in the lineup, and Gary Prisby.
Okay. And you said everybody plays just about 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30-minute set each.
Okay. And again, that's happening at Club Cafe. Now, you've also brought a friend along, Tim Vitullo, with you. Tell us the connection to Tim here.
Gosh, I just found him and loved his voice and, you know, his songwriting. He plays solo, and he also has a really great band, a lot of great players in the Tim Vitullo band.
Okay.
So I've gone out to see them plenty, so of course invited him to be a part of the showcase.
And you have had him involved in other showcase stops as well?
Yeah, you've played twice, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Tim, where are you officially from?
Pittsburgh, born and raised. I live in the city now.
Okay.
Which is nice anytime we get to do these things with Amy. There are a lot of them I get to walk to with my guitar.
Yeah.
Which is a great change of pace instead of having a truck full of gear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you've had your own band, the Tim Vitullo Band, is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I do. I'm really fortunate. I have a great group of guys that I play with, and they play my tunes. And this time of year is always really fun for me to do things like this. We've been, the past 3 years, pretty steady at about 80 shows a year in about a dozen states.
Wow.
Or so. Yeah. And that season's kind of March to about now.
Yeah.
So everybody's pretty wiped by the time we get to the holidays. So we take some time off. You know, I kind of go underground, work on some new material to bring for next year, and get to do things like these, things like the Songwriter Showcase by myself while the band's recouping, you know, and test out new material and in places like this, and get ready for what comes next. Maybe give everyone a sneak peek of the year ahead.
Have you been a pretty solid core group in your band in recent years?
We've had, you know, bands are volatile, so of course, you know, there's some musical chairs that happen, but right now, the consistents have been a drummer and a bassist. Brent McConnell plays drums, and David Fix sings and plays bass with me.
Okay.
And right now we're trudging ahead in power trio mode, which is great. Like the guitarist in me is excited at all the room. Because we do, you know, how we bonded and we met was through our love of the Grateful Dead and jam bands like the Allman Brothers and all that.
Okay.
That's a musical language that we all share.
Yeah.
So whenever we get in the room, we think it's really important to embrace that and nurture it, but still at the same time have hooks and things that people can bite into.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for what comes next, and I get to kind of go to guitar land for a while with those guys.
That's cool. Do you do all original or...
So anytime we can, certainly, we do get a lot of work, especially on the road. We were playing 3 and 4 hours.
Oh, and, okay.
I love my songs. I'm really lucky that the guys like playing my songs, but I think a lot of people need a bit of a break. So we do mix in, some cover tunes on those longer nights. Thing that I'm really proud of is we always make a point of making the arrangements our own.
Oh, cool.
So a lot of people kind of perk up a minute into the song to, wait a minute, I know that song, but I don't know it like that. So that keeps it fun for us too. The other thing, and why we kind of got into doing this project, is, you know, there are so many great tribute bands and cover bands who sound so exactly like those records that you love. You know, our love of improvisation, we never were really interested in that level of precision, so it's creative and, you know, marketing decision to really put our own spin on things to give people something new and not try to compete with all those great, great acts that you can go see now.
Well, obviously, it's been well received if you're playing, you know, outside of the Pittsburgh area. Right?
Yeah, the phone keeps ringing. I'm very grateful.
You say a dozen different states?
Yeah. Every year, probably about a dozen different states.
That's awesome. What got you involved in music? Did you have a musical family, or did you happen to meet somebody with a guitar walking down the street?
No, that's a great story. I wish more people would approach me with guitars on the street. My bank account would be a lot smaller though. my family's not really musical at all. You know, if you're listening at home, you can't appreciate. Maybe if you get online and see, like, I'm a pretty lanky guy. I wasn't going to play football in high school or anything like that. I'd get broken in half. So I started taking piano lessons really young and found that it, you know, was something I enjoyed doing and wasn't terrible at it. So kept with that. And then when everybody hits that ripe age of 13, 14, there's that one kid who buys a guitar and everybody thinks that's the coolest thing in the world. And I remember sitting with my best friend at the time. He played drums. And we were a little frustrated, like, oh, these our friends, you know, they have a band and everyone thinks it's so cool. And it's one of those, like, I can do that. You can, I can do that too. Okay, let's do that. And it kind of started on a whim. But, man, as soon as I picked up a guitar, it just, it made sense.
Yeah.
It just, it feels right. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm holding something. It's just an extension of me.
Of who you are.
Yeah, that's yeah. So it's a been a full-on obsession ever since.
Can people follow your band on social media? Do you have a location?
Yeah, absolutely. You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook. It's at Official TVB, as in Tim Vitullo Band. And Twitter, it's Official TV Band.
TV Band.
Apparently there's a Japanese TVB.
Ah,
a television show or something.
Okay.
So that was taken.
TV Band.
Yeah, you can also check out our debut records on Spotify.
Okay.
And Apple Music and all those things. And we're in the studio right now. Some of the songs you're going to hear are going to be on that new record coming out early next year.
Awesome.
So you can get a sneak peek.
All right. We're going to hear the song Daily Bread. Give us a little intro to that.
Yeah. I read a lot of interviews with songwriters to try to decipher a little more of the craft. And a recurring thing that always comes up is some talk about, you know, there are songs that you just chip away at and you work at a little bit of a time, and it's sort of a struggle to get done. And then other ones, it's like, you know, the beam comes down and it hits you and it's out. And Daily Bread was one of those songs. It just, I was sitting on the couch, you know, one Saturday morning and was kind of picking away and it came. The thing that I love so much about it is someone will come up after every show and say, I know exactly what that song's about. I totally get it. But the thing is, it's always a different thing that someone latches on to, you know, be it, you know, kind of that working class ideal or, you know, there's definitely a religious or a spiritual motif in there that some people grapple onto. And I'm always really proud or really excited when that happens that, you know, you connected with that song and something that you have an experience with and it touched you in that way, but somebody completely different had a totally different but equally powerful reaction
That's cool.
to it.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Makes you feel good as a songwriter.
Absolutely. And how about Running Out of Time? We're going to hear that.
Yeah. That's another one. Very new, very fresh. Maybe still working that one out a little bit. But I always feel like we need those big rock and roll songs. Something that it's really easy. I love a sad song and those kind of, you know, Hank Williams ballads are great. I could listen to those all day long, you know, in a weeping pedal steel. But I realized that we do play in bars and we play for people. And that was my challenge to myself to, hey, we need that big, you know, stadium rock song that people are, you know, going to jump up and down to and kind of bang their head to. And we're really excited to do that one. Also kind of funny. It's been a while since we released some new music, and part of that being personnel changes, touring so rigorously, you know, and just kind of flying by the seats of our collective pair of pants here.
Yeah.
So kind of a joke to us as we were working on that song that we're running out of time and we really need to get this new music to people.
That's awesome. Tim Vitullo, appreciate you sharing your music with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And Amy, people are running out of time if they want to get those pre-sale tickets too, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah. Wednesday, the 27th Club Cafe, 6 to 9. And again, give the name of where people can find you on the Facebook page.
On Facebook. on Facebook. It's at Pittsburgh Songwriters.
Okay. And bring a toy and be in attendance that night. So appreciate you sharing the story, Amy, and sharing the musicians here tonight. We are really intrigued by this and wish you the best of luck. Keep us up to date on the future locations so we can pop in on one.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Great stuff, guys.
Yeah, let's get to the music here tonight. It's this one's Tim Vitullo following Brian Genovese tonight, the Pittsburgh Songwriters Showcase on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. We'll be right back.
With the holidays quickly approaching, it's time to get down to business. Those holiday meals aren't going to cook themselves. Make it simple with a trip to Brosie's Superette. That way, you can stock up on all the supplies you'll need to serve that big holiday dinner. Make sure to grab one of their famous holiday ham loaves, but get yours early since they're already taking orders for them. Don't forget they have their delicious kielbasa and home-cooked sauerkraut. What more could you ask for this holiday season? Start your holiday celebration at Brosie's Superette, high on the hill at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
If you would like to be included on our Grassroots Concert Calendar, please send us an email at least 2 weeks ahead of time to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. We'll be happy to promote wherever you're playing and any open mics that are happening out there. We welcome you on board with that. In fact, Reclamation Brewing is doing open mics twice a month now, hosted by Sophie Lockhart. Check out their website and Facebook page for dates. And don't miss out on Tuesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. It's the annual Shady Lady Productions Christmas Celebration and Open Stage Jam, happening from noon to 5 at Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia. Stop on in and mingle. It's open to all local musicians and fans. It'll be a family-friendly event with snacks and some beverages provided. And it's also BYOB. Celebrate Christmas with Shady Lady, Tuesday, December 24th, Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia.
Get into the holiday spirit at the Clubhouse on the Hill. Bring the kids and have brunch with Santa, Saturday, December 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a brunch buffet, picture with Santa, crafts, games, letters to Santa, and more. Adults are $12. Kids 4 and up are just $8. And ages 3 and under are free. For reservations, call 724-295-2582. Brunch with Santa at the Clubhouse on the Hill. 499 Freeport Road, Freeport's best kept secret.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back again to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We are here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and this segment is brought to you by The Clubhouse on the Hill. Check out theclubhouseonthehill.com or do yourself a favor. Give them a like on Facebook because they have something pretty cool they do every Sunday that runs with a special that is announced on Facebook each week. And that's noon to 8. They do a pasta Sunday and always have something fresh and new. So if you give them a like on Facebook, you'll find out what that is, and it'll probably entice you to go. Of course, they have a beautiful view that overlooks the hillside down into Freeport, and they've got the Buffalo Saloon, gorgeous bar there, too. You can stop by and have a beverage, or I recommend you get a bite to eat at the Clubhouse on the Hill. Thanks to Christy Stitt talking about fostering music. She really has something fantastic going on. And don't forget about their event January 18th, the January Jam. Sounds like it's going to be a fun time over at the Inn at Lenape Heights.
Yeah, and if you have musical instruments you'd like to donate, you can stop in at Mike Smell's Custom Drum Shop there in Katanning and drop them off, and he will put them to good use through this program.
Yeah, it's a great way to recycle. So if you, you know, maybe somebody moved out and, you know, went on with their life and left behind some instruments, and you've been sitting there going, what do I do with this? Well, we just found the answer. So
unless you want to pick it up and learn how to play it yourself.
Well, I mean, that too
is an option.
Yeah, but yeah, it is an option, but there's many options for you then. Coming up in a couple of weeks, Christmas music. We need your Christmas music. Don't forget, we're going to keep pounding it into your head until you get it to us. We've been getting a few here and there. We'd love to play your Christmas music on December 22nd, our special Christmas show.
And the cool thing about that this year is we've got some new submissions, too, coming in. I mean, like newer stuff that's just been done this year. So really looking forward to getting that on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to wrap up the show here tonight with a little salute out to Anger the Ant. They recently had their CD release party, and they've got another great, great opportunity. Two-time Grassy Award winners. They've got the name recognition. And, well, we'll find out if they're good enough to win another Grassy. We're going to do their song Good Enough from Anger the Ant.
I knew you would go somewhere with that. Yep. All right. And we'll take the show out with some Highland Brothers Band and their song Rodeo.
I love the story. You know, Justin said, you know, I was just sitting there on my back porch and the rodeo was going on. I wrote a song. Boy, I wish I could do that. Hey, we let other people do that. We play it every Sunday night right here at 7 o'clock. The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
death. Got no time for alibis and even less for regrets. No regrets. You ask her what she's thinking, she'll say it's nothing, no. She'll watch the clock for hours, then wonder where the time. Like a friend, love like a stranger now, a stranger now. And she don't need no crown to be queen of my world. Me, she'll always be the most beautiful girl. Wanna look through her eyes, see what she sees. I'm not good enough for her, but I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be.
Such a simpleton, don't you know we bleed? Yet the color red, red. same old sin, and it's how the game is played. Cowboy, right? Cowboy, right? Cowboy, right? Cowboy, sharpen up them spurs better than a hearse. Can't you feel it never goes away? Just a bit outside, better if you lie. Tell them all it's been going great. Even when it does better with the bullets, can't you feel it, man? You're not awake. Holding on to love, something from the bottom, and it's how the game is played. Cowboy, right? Cowboy, right? Cowboy, right? Cowboy, right? Cowboy, right?
The Rock Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Man didn't know about a rock and roll show. No.
rock station, 97.7. Saxonburg is the Rock Station 97.7.